Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good morning. This is Sunday Mornings with Enlightenism, and I am your co-host, Enlightenist teacher and consciousness practitioner, Carolyn Kelly. And I thank you for listening, and I welcome you to our Sunday morning Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast service. We'll begin our broadcast with a prayerful guided meditation to quiet and clear the mind from the toxicity of hurry and worry, hustle and bustle, all of the things that we do to run away sometimes from ourselves, from the knowing that is a part of this living and the comfort that we can live from. This broadcast invites you to live from that sacred place, that place of comfort, that place of knowing, that place of being whole, perfect, and complete. That place of self-realization, self-actualization, and understanding in every moment your awareness of being. When you're with family, friends, who are you taking with you? This prayerful meditation is to seat you in the beingness. I ask you now, all of you that can, sit in this beingness with me, listening to the prayerful meditation of being. I invite you to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner, removing yourself from the hustle and the bustle, and just listen to the words in this prayerful meditation of the beingness that is within. I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. It is in this power of being that I recognize my life on the Enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. In this beingness of a new way to think and live, I acknowledge that I have within me the power to heal my life and the power to change my life. In this far-reaching power, I know that I am self-reliant. I know that I was born whole, perfect, incomplete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that I will ever need for the journey. On the Enlightenism path of a new way to think and live, I understand that all my activities lead back to my beliefs and values, and it is from this reference that I clearly understand my awareness of being. On the Enlightenism path, my power leads me out of lack, limitation, and struggle. Every moment on this path, I embrace the far-reaching values of a new way to think and live. On the Enlightenism path, I embrace and understand the freedom of being. In every moment, I acknowledge my existence and my awareness of being on the Enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. My life and activity respond from this beingness. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. On this path, I come to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. Now I ask that you take a deep, full breath in and release it very slowly as you open your eyes and consciously move your attention back to the broadcast. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Listen Notes, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple, and Google. By typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Blog Talk Radio. I further recommend reading Brother Malcolm's latest blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. Also, go to our YouTube channel to hear more of Brother Malcolm's insights. The Enlightenism broadcast is a spiritual freedom broadcast. The intent of the Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast is to reveal how you can use your mind to overcome the spiritual dependency on others to define God for you. Now, through this broadcast and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge, you come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I always like to share short insights. Sometimes they're not so short, but I'd like to share some short insights with you on the broadcast and also end the intention of living. Now, the idea of this broadcast is to work from the inside out. As an Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, the idea of the prayerful meditation is to build a passage to the higher consciousness that we are all born with. And to also understand that Enlightenism is a lifestyle change. It changes every area of your life. You may start out by looking at one thing in your beliefs and values. And what you find is that those beliefs are attached to other beliefs and values that you've stored. You've stored them away for so long. Now, the Enlightenism lifestyle is a new way to think and live in every area of your life. Enlightenism lets you know that through self-discovery is how you begin the change. That is the first step in the Enlightenism awareness of being. The first principle of Enlightenism states, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. There's no argument that you have to present to Brother Malcolm or myself. This is your life. When you say, and I quote again, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. What I know is that you cannot change, heal, or do anything that requires self-realization if you don't know who you are aware of being. The second principle directs you to the opening in self-discovery. It states, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. Again, you know what those are. The third principle states, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. When that kicks in, you understand those first three principles. Through your acknowledgement, you are now on the path of Enlightenism. You acknowledge that you're responsible for the current conditions in your life, not some person, not some situation, but you are the one holding on to that. You are the one holding on to the past, and you believe that is current. But it is current for you because that is what you are holding on to. When you can acknowledge your awareness of being and understand who's responsible for your living, when you can understand that you brought into your life your beliefs and values, whether you accepted them from whomever, as we call it, the social construct, generational toxicity, you can acknowledge that. But you also, in the third, understand that you have the power to change your life. You have the power to heal your life. In all of our works, whether it's the 10 principles or the opening prayerful meditation, you understand your beingness. When you are listening, when you enter a room, you understand who you are being. On the Enlightenism path, up until that time, you could simply just run your life from some haphazard belief or notion that someone had given you. When you understand that you have the power to heal your life, you have the power to bring in those things that created suffering. Now you have the power to do something about what you have brought in to your life. This broadcast is a lifestyle change. It moves you in your life. We have the tools. And one of the things that I know,
through all of the metaphysical study that I had done in my life, nothing opened me up more completely than enlightenism. I didn't have the comfort to fall back and accept my suffering that someone else did this to me. And I had no part in it. I don't get to use that anymore. On the enlightenism path, you understand and realize who you are. And in our prayerful meditation, you realize that you awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of your thinking, in each moment of your being, and in each moment of your doing. And you always have the power to change the suffering that is in your life. Enlightenism is where you come to know a new place to think and live from. It is where you learn a new way to speak. It is where you trust the beingness in you. It is where you come to know the power within. It is where you live from the inside out. Enlightenism brings forth the divine in you. Enlightenism is the divine action as you. Enlightenism is a self-acquired intuitive knowledge that comes from the wholeness in you. Brother Malcolm and I invite you to overcome your dependency on others to define God for you. We invite you to understand that the greater power of God is within you. Living in the beingness of enlightenism, you come to know from within. The enlightenism motto, we don't use enlightenism to find the power of God outside of us. We use enlightenism to find the power of God within. I encourage you to read our blogs, listen to the broadcast live or on playback or on any one of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, and purchase our book, Enlightenism, The New African American Man, Seeds from the Ashes, and Let There Be Light. Enlightenism is a lifestyle. It is a new paradigm shift in African American consciousness and spiritual awareness. I now give you the Enlightenism prophet, speaker, author, philosopher, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla. Great presentation, great insights. Go deep within yourself to bring them forth so that we can experience that which you are aware of.
Absolutely. That the which I'm aware of.
That's correct. The wonders of enlightenment.
Absolutely.
When you work in the mind.
That's right.
When you work it in consciousness.
Continue.
Like you are, comes forth, sister. Brings it forth.
Thank you.
Great clarity. And you're
Thank
right.
You.
Enlightenism is a lifestyle change. It's a new way
Absolutely.
To think and live.
New way to think and live. Absolutely.
New way to think and live, folks. That's what Sister Carolyn left us with today. And that's what I'm going to pick back up on. A new way to think.
Great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, I'm Brother Malcolm coming to you live. From Enlightenism Consciousness, I want to say welcome all of you to a Spiritual Freedom broadcast on Sunday morning. It's an online spiritual services that we have to replace the old way of dealing with spirituality and religion. We discuss a new philosophy of enlightenment about how to discover the greater power of God within. The greater power of God within is not the God of the past, but the God of the present, the I Am. And that means it's the God that you must discover for yourself, have direct knowledge of, by entering into self-discovery, where you will discover the consciousness of truth, which opens up the mind to connect and understand a new language, the new language of self-acquired intuitive knowledge. That is the language of the consciousness of truth, and that is the language that will connect you to the greater power of God that's within you. This is not complicated. See, it's simplified. You've already had this consciousness in you all of your life. And so when you understand that you have the power to overcome hearsay spiritual beliefs of the past, and you can do this like this, our message is clear. The consciousness of truth exists in the present. And as you work within yourself, you must discover this. It is within you. You must discover this within you. Someone said years ago that the world was not ready for the consciousness of truth at that time. Beliefs in the past are for those in the past. They're not for the ones in the present. New beliefs are for those of us in the present. You have to discover the power and clarity you need to overcome your dependency or to live in the future or live in the present. We're depending on the past. The Ten Commandments was for Moses' generation. It was for those living in the past. We have been taught to depend because many of us, and I would imagine from previous generations, didn't want to take the time to discover the greater power. It was, they believed, much easier to rely upon what someone else had done. Ten Commandments were not for the present, just for the past. The creator that I am talking about, the greater power, the consciousness of truth, is always in the present. It can only exist in the present, in the human form. It's in us. Only for this period of time that we're human. So when you hear the man say in the past, the kingdom of heaven is within you, it's a metaphor speaking from that time, era, where kingdoms were important. People believed in kingdoms because the words were switched around by King James, and that's the version of the scriptures that we're using. That's right. It's about king. There's no kingdom. There's limitless power and clarity in the consciousness of truth. So that you have everything you need to communicate effectively with everyone in the consciousness of truth. We're speaking the same language, using the same power, deciding for ourselves that we're not victims. And a lot of praying, and you're in struggle. You're praying because of the absence of power in you and the clarity. All the prayers in the world cannot give you what you were born with. It cannot do it. You already have it, but you are denying it. And in denying that you were born with a powerful mind and powerful clarity, you are disowning who you really are, and you are forsaking the power within for another God that you've heard about, a God in the past. And so therefore, you believe places like heaven and hell are actual places where beings live. and not recognized, containing within toxicity of the conceptions of heaven and hell. That's where they originated, from people in a past generation who were unwilling to enter into self-discovery and discover the greater power of God within, the conscious of truth. They were unwilling to do the work. So they created, manufactured ideas about power and punishment. See, in the past, people thought about punishing people all the time. If you don't do what I say, we're going to punish you. That's not coming from the consciousness of truth. There is no punishment. Once you enter into the consciousness of truth, only life, power, and clarity, your punishment, as you call it, comes from you believing in the hearsay information of others. That's where your punishment comes from. That's where you heard about heaven and hell. That's where you heard about punishment. God's going to punish you if you don't do right. Now you think about that. How can pure love reduce itself to toxicity, to human toxicity, human darkness, to even conceptualize punishment? This is to control people. This is to control us so that we adhere to beliefs and values that others have created in the past. So everything we're dealing with today is in the past. All of our laws, everything that we believe in, was created by someone else. And then you give it the concept, it's equal, it's fair. You know, you've heard the terms, and you can go to cities of the United States today, anywhere, just pick any city in the United States of America and ask any person, is there equal justice for all? And see what your answer will be. And when you recognize the illusions that you have put forth in your life to define your awareness of being who you are, then you recognize very clearly that you don't know anything about God or the greater power within you. What you know a lot about is the God outside of you, the God of philosophy, psychology, English, history, anthropology, all these other things, psychology, all of these other things that we have created to interpret who we are. But when you get to spirituality and you come to God, see, God becomes something I've heard about, and then it becomes a God that sanctions all types of horrible things in the world, horrible things that we do to each other based upon our beliefs of things in the past and all of the mythology that comes along with it, that you're believing is something that somebody can physically die for you to act the fool in the world. You know, think about it. So silly, you know, Jesus died on the cross so that we can do all of the crazy things that we used to do. And then at some point, tired of doing it, become older and so forth, then we're going to say, oh, I'm going to turn my life over to Jesus. And all of, since Jesus died on the cross, all of my transgressions or sins that I did before, they're washed away. So now we have a generation or society of people doing all types of things to each other and themselves, and they think that it's miraculously that, hey, Jesus said he was going to forgive me. I'm saying it's a metaphor of the past. Jesus is in the past, and you are in the present. Oh, I know people don't want to hear. But that's what he prophesies about the consciousness of truth. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it because it's frightening for you to wake up and see what is in front of you. You want to say, I can't believe it. But then the confusion disappears. As Sister Carolyn shared with you, four principles. They're just four things to guide someone into themselves. It's just something to guide you into yourself so you can really understand responsibility to yourself and how you became the person that you're currently aware of being. And then what can you do about it? It's not just entering into self-discovery. You have to work in self-discovery in order to connect to the consciousness of truth. You need a new lifestyle. And that's what she was talking about. And so people listen to this broadcast and want to know, what is he talking about? Who is he? Now the question is, who are you, the listener? Who are you aware of being? What is your life? What is the clarity that you possess today to understand that you're in an illusion? What do you know about the statement, I am that I am? Just something that simple, regardless of who said it. It's present tense. It's present. And when you're in the present moment, you cannot rely on the past to live in the present, because then you must depend on hearsay information from the past. It's untrustworthy if you have not discovered it yourself. And you've had people say similar things since the beginning of human time. Some of even the philosophers, like Nietzsche, even though they accused him of a lot of different things, blasphemy and all of the other things, but one of the things he talked about was, if you cannot see it for yourself, the document that people are talking about, then they don't exist. They are hearsay information if you cannot find the original documents. He was more intuitive than he realized because he thought he was philosophical. But you cannot understand God until you find God within you. Otherwise, it's hearsay information. It's just hearsay. Something somebody told you about God, gave you an idea about God, something you learned as a little kid in Sunday school or whatever you were doing. So whatever someone was teaching you about the God of their society. And each society in this world has their own God and their own way of worshiping. Think about it, worshiping God. God does not require humans to worship God. God exists whole, perfect, and complete, and there's nothing we can do on this earth to change that. The consciousness of truth in you remains whole, perfect, and complete, regardless how much of a fool we make of ourselves and how much pain we create, how much darkness we have in our lives by believing that we have to depend on someone else for freedom, that we're waiting on some law of someone that's going to give you freedom. It's not going to happen. And this is all of the people in the world. And regardless of all of these superficial beliefs that you have about race and color, and all these other things about gender, age, these are all illusions that are born in the past, created in the present. Albeit people are trying to create things in the present based upon the past, like pronouns. People doing all kinds of pronouns and stuff, trying to find a way to redefine themselves without doing the work, without discovering peace, love, and clarity that is within, rather than trying to change what is outside of you. It's not about pronouns. Pronouns are illusions. It's a figment of your imagination. It's language that is barely flawed, person. It's only something to deal with topical issues, but not get to the part of you where you contact in self-discovery. You see the light shining within your consciousness. Light, metaphor. Darkness, metaphor. To see the greater power within you, the consciousness of truth, says to you, this is my journey. I am with you in the form, and you believe it's your journey. But I, the conscious of truth, allows you to do what you want to do. you can do what you want to do, and I'll be with you all the way. Said, but I can offer you something greater, and we can have a journey of unity where we become one in purpose, to a different purpose. So then you can hear something from someone that was enlightened, said, the Father and I are one, but the Father is greater than I. Father be a metaphor. And I is another metaphor. But when you are talking, you're speaking in the real world. Here you are today, all of us, you're facing some kind of pain and suffering. There are many people who feel really, really oppressed in this country where I'm living. They've had generations of it. And contrary to on television and other places, there are people living in very squalid conditions in the United States of America. And they are unable to free themselves because they're trying to work outside with toxic beliefs that they brought inside of them to try to change things. Change begins with yourself. In order to give love, you first must experience it yourself. You must first experience unconditional love yourself. And how do you experience it? In the consciousness of truth. And if you don't, then it's just something you heard about. Something you heard about. Come and go in this world that we're in. And this is why we've had generations of people come into the world and leave. Come into the world and leave. They come into the world in the pain, and they leave their pain and their toxicity and their illusions to pass on to someone else. And you just repeat this process. Have you ever asked yourself why? Have you ever asked yourself why? And can it be stopped? And the answer is yes. And the why is because we have the power to mess up our lives. But we also have the power to correct the mess that we create in our lives. But we have to be willing to let go of it. You have to be willing to let go of all of the stuff you're depending on in the past for someone to come to let go of the Moses concept and all of the other things that were written and talked about from people that lived years ago. So now you're believing that you're the leader to come forth. And the leader that you need is you to clean up your own life and lead your own life with one of power and clarity. Stop looking on people. Look for people. You're looking for somebody to help you. You already have all the power you will ever need for the journey. You were born with it. You don't need to look for anyone. You don't need to rely on the past. You don't really need to rely on anyone in the past. Take information that you read about it can inspire you, to motivate you to take accept responsibility for yourself so that you begin to understand that you are responsible for the current conditions in your life. Then you're able to understand with the other principle of I'm talking about with enlightenment, you can go within yourself and discover this power. It exists. It's real. It has a reality far greater than even the symbolic logic that people use to deduce arguments to say, you know, this is true. If this is true, this is true, then what I'm thinking about the conclusion is true. That childlike behavior, I call it childlike because that's what it is. It's thinking in the darkness, creating a world to mirror what you're thinking. This society looks just like the people that's living in it. What you see today, what people are judging about, oh, this is terrible. Well, you look no further than yourself. It's exactly the way people think about themselves. It's exactly. It is not sugar-coated. When you remove yourself from the environment of generational toxicity, enter into the conscious truth, then you see the truth. And then you know what you've been participating in, an illusion. We could not have a world the way that it is unless we were thinking to bring it into being. We brought this pain into our life. We created all of the violence. We created all of the racism. We created all of the poverty. We created all of the monetary system. We created the way people work and think and live. It was created toxic minds. Now you're trying to absolve yourself the way the world looks. All of the hatred and stuff that you see being expressed, you can't see the hatred until you get out of it. You cannot see it. You feel it, but you can't see how it is impacting you and your unwillingness to let go of it. Get off of your knees today to something that you have heard. Such, if you want to get on your knees, get on your knees. Search within yourself and know that you're on your knees for a power that's in you, that's greater than you. It's not in a faraway place. And understand that the concept of heaven and hell came from outside. Because inside the consciousness of truth, there is only the truth. And peace and clarity and unconditional love. Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights. Thank all of you for tuning in. I'd like to encourage all of you to go to our website, www.nationalbysociety.org, and leave us a message on our website, for you to become a member and a participant. Member participant is online spiritual freedom service broadcast. Become a member. Subscribe to it. Instead of bringing hate into the world, let's bring love. Let's bring clarity and power. We have the power to change how we think and live. Are you willing to try it? If so, go to the nationalbysociety.org and leave us a message. Here's Sister Carolyn to close us out. We both will be on the air at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Have a great day. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbysociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being